people. Well, good evening. It is a privilege to be here tonight. It's a privilege to have all of y'all here. Thanks for coming. We've gathered this afternoon for something special, but what is it? It's not something new. It's really quite old. It's not something magic. No one's life is going to be simple, easy, or perfect from this day forward. So what's the hype? What are we all here for? We're looking this afternoon at the last and essential command from Christ. If you want to turn to Matthew 28, you're welcome to. It's a verse that we know really well. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, called the Great Commission. But Christ shared with his followers, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded, and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The water we're talking about here tonight isn't a simple thing. It kind of marks the visible border between your old life and your new life. Speaking to the class here. Is it okay if I rotate this just a little bit? I don't mean to turn my backs on anybody. But we're here to talk to you all. This is a border between a life lived for yourselves and the world and a life lived for Christ. For us, as followers of the Lord, and as Anabaptists, this isn't a ritual for infancy. It's not a magical rite. It's a simple and profound vow for discipleship and a journey toward what comes next. You know, if you look at the origin of baptism, theologians would suggest that even though baptism may be first mentioned with John the Baptist in the Bible, it didn't originate there, but probably stems from Jewish tradition, ceremonial tradition, with the tabernacle in preparation for priestly duties. Peter links our look at baptism and our salvation with the story of Noah, when he talks about, uses the waters of the flood as a type of the waters of baptism, a type, like a reference to. It says, "Noah was saved through water." The ark symbolizes salvation for Noah, just as baptism symbolizes salvation for us. Noah was in the ark, going through the water of the flood, as you are in Christ, growing through the water of baptism. The difference, though, guys, would be that Noah's salvation through the ark was pretty temporary, and your salvation through Christ is eternal. Peter clarifies right away in 1 Peter 3:21 that he's talking about spiritual washing, not the removal of dirt from the body. It is the washing. It's not the washing of the flesh, but it's the cleansing of the heart. It's not that your bodies are being washed, but that your conscience is being washed. All the water in the world won't take away sin. And what makes baptism significant is not the fact that you get wet today, but what happens on the inside. What makes baptism significant is the pledge or the answer of a heart that's right with God. I think it's interesting to note the precise order in Jesus' command there in Matthew 28. He does not say, go and baptize people and teach them to be disciples. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. The command places discipleship, or the making of a conscious, committed follower, first. And it's been a privilege to hear your stories and to know of the journey that these young people are on. Discipleship class has been going on and continues. A disciple is not merely one who nods in agreement with Christian ideas. A disciple is a learner and a student. One who has consciously chosen to forsake their own way and pattern their life entirely after the Master. Therefore, to us, as Anabaptists, we do believe that baptism is valid only as believer's baptism or credo baptism. It must be with free, informed, internal act individual who has reached the age of accountability, understands the gospel, has repented of sin, and has made a confession of faith. Thank the Lord, and we're grateful for all of your testimonies and the faith that you profess. You know, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, that tremendous crowd of people from all over the world, they were, as the Bible says, cut to the heart, kind of smitten with guilt. They said, what should we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. But in that order, repent and be baptized. Now, the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, there in Acts 8. After hearing the gospel, his statement was, I believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God. And immediately, he was baptized. This is why we don't baptize infants. We love our children. And we dedicate them to God's care. But the act of baptism is what's meaningless to a baby that cannot repent or confess faith, cannot make a public vow to live in a covenant with God. Baptism, rightly understood, is the public declaration of a private spiritual reality. It is the visible fruit of genuine inward repentance. I'll say that one more time. Baptism is the public declaration of a private spiritual reality. It is the visible fruit of genuine inward repentance. So we thank you for being willing to make that statement publicly here tonight. You are choosing to die to self and to live in Christ. When the believer is lowered into the water, it's a living picture of the burial. It signifies death. Death to your old self, your selfish desires, worldly ambitions. So that you can say, my old way of life is dead, buried, and washed away in the stream of Christ's sacrifice. But, glory, we don't stay buried, right? When the believer is raised out of the water, it's a picture of the resurrection of Christ. You are raised to walk in newness of life. You're no longer defined by your past sins, or by the expectations of the world or those around you, but by your identity in Christ. You are indeed a new creation. This is a testimony tonight to God. You're accepting His pardon for your sin and submitting to His lordship. It's a testimony to the world. This is a public display of that inward commitment. And it's a testimony to the church. You are connecting with a body here at Calvary Chapel to serve in love. They promise to walk alongside you. It's part of this. It's part of this covenant to the community. In some ways, your covenant tonight has three parts. You are committing to living a life of accountability. You're submitting to a body, a brotherhood, a connection. As believers at Calvary Chapel, you're committing to a life of peace and non-resistance, where we give up our life, give up our rights for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of others. And third, you're committing to a life of mutual aid and simplicity, connection with a brotherhood and sisterhood that will need the gift that you have to offer. You're connecting with a group of people that are here to support you, but they need you too. You've been given talents and gifts by your Creator, and we're excited to see those put to use. So thank you. In short, baptism is the inauguration of a life lived according to the Sermon on the Mount. It's a serious promise that you make. You're not just getting wet. You're not signing a contract tonight. You are joining a body, making a commitment. It's sealed by the Spirit, witnessed by the saints. It's part of this journey. To the rest of us as a group tonight, I don't want in any way to trivialize the water tonight. Early believers and our Anabaptist forefathers would have known this step to be a very dangerous move. Many believers in countries other than the United States today know the cost of this commitment. To be baptized as an adult challenges the status quo. The price tag still exists for many of your brothers and sisters around the world. Today, guys, the physical cost may be a bit less, but the spiritual cost is the same. This cost is everything. Baptism isn't the end of the journey, but it is a solemn promise. It's the very beginning, kind of marking the way to the cross. So if you're here today and you have in your heart repented of your sins, if you've consciously placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone, let us renew our commitment. Whether you were baptized last month or 50 years ago, to live up to the promise you made, to walk in newness of life, faithfully following the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we praise you tonight for the gift of salvation made possible through your Son's death on the cross. I thank you for this group of young believers willing to publicly declare their allegiance to you. Lord, bless them. Remind them of your presence. I pray for the rest of the service here tonight that you guide, keep us, and be honored in the process. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Man, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chad, for sharing with us. I'm excited, too. The house is very well filled. I think this is a blessing for each one that's up here tonight to just look across the audience and see all this support. The excitement of the fact that somebody has committed their life to Christ. They want to make that known by baptism tonight. I want to tell you a little bit about the class this evening. They don't know what all I'm going to say about them, but we've had some good times sitting in the class and discussing, sharing. They've been a pretty quiet class from time to time, but yet my wife and I heard from them different things that they shared about their journey. And the fact is, we are all on a journey. Some of us have been baptized many years ago. Some of us have been believers for a long time. Some of these up here tonight are brand new believers. They're fresh. But they've chosen to take the step of baptism to show what they want to do with life. And as Chad said, I believe it's a good time for us to maybe think about where we've been at. What was our commitment? Are we walking in that commitment? Thank you. I hear I'm on now. Sorry. So tonight we have a pool up here where we're going to be baptizing. And Chad talked a bit about the water. This is not holy water. But the act of them being willing to be immersed, the picture of death and resurrection, is actually a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm going to ask some questions first of all, we're going to ask them to share their testimony. Shall I use this mic? Okay, there's a mic coming. So we're going to ask the baptismal class to each we'll just start in the front here, to share your testimony. And for those of you who can see me in bare feet, take me seriously. But they're going to share their testimony this evening, what Christ has done in their life. They're all different. Every one of these sitting here tonight is different. None of them are the same. So their testimony is going to be a little bit different, but yet it's all directed towards one thing, and that's Christ. So if you would please stand as you share your testimony.
Though I grew up in a Christian home, my personal walk with Jesus is pretty new. I'm learning to walk in faith and truth. I'm choosing to be baptized today as a declaration that Jesus is my Savior and Lord, and I belong to Him. A verse that's really stuck out to me is Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us new in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago. Hello, my name is Nina. When I was 14, I got saved. I made the decision to let Jesus into my heart and let Him work in my heart so His love can flow through me. I'm choosing to follow in His footsteps and walk with Him. And I want to be part of His body. So today I choose to be baptized and walk through Him and walk with Him.
Hey, my name is Miriam. A few months ago, I got saved. With that, I decided I want to get baptized into the body of Christ. And I have a few verses. Psalms 1:4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God, give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. And I receive the promises. Psalms 103, verse 4. I am redeemed from death and crowned with love and tender mercy.
A couple of weeks ago, we were at an event where they asked whoever wanted to get saved, raise their hand, and I was like, this could be my chance, so I rose my hand, and I just felt like I should get saved, so, and then they were praying over us, and I just felt the Holy Spirit coming in there, and so I feel like this could be an awesome thing. Well, following Jesus, this could be an awesome journey. Mm-hmm.
My name is Josh. I gave my life to Christ at the age of 10 on April 15th, 2021. I could definitely feel the Holy Spirit as soon as I confessed and gave and asked Jesus into my heart. And ever since, I have strived to come closer to God. Several years ago at boys' camp, I also rededicated my life to the Lord. This summer, two of my friends who are also being baptized today asked me to consider if I would join the baptism class, and then later my mom asked me if I was considering it or how I felt about baptism. She encouraged me to think and pray about it, and so I did. And then on the North Carolina youth trip, we were working, and I kept talking to God about it, and on the last night, as three of my friends also in this class were staying up talking, I mentioned that I felt like God was calling me to be baptized, and so throughout my life, there have been two men that have been very good role models for me that have taught me to always be grateful, how to work with no question, how to be respectful, how to walk with the Lord, how to be humble, and many more things about life. I'm grateful for everything they have taught me, and I will always look up to them for the rest of my life. These two men are my grandpa, Glenn Nisley, and my dad. Thank you both so much. I'm obviously not perfect, and I do struggle with things, but with the Lord's help, I know we can overcome them. Also, my favorite verse is Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
I'm grateful to be born into a Christian family. And growing up overseas as a missionary kid, I only absorbed the Word of God and didn't really listen to it. And then when COVID-19 hit, I just felt alone since there was someone there for me at home. But hey, I know that God was there. Later in fifth grade, I gave my life to God. And since I was new to the faith, I wasn't really comfortable about talking to it. And then at EBC, opening into boys' camp this spring, I just really felt the Holy Spirit wash over me, and I recommitted my life to Him. But one verse that's really helped me through this is Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid or terrified, because the Lord your God is with you." I know that God is with me right now, and I'm ready to make this public announcement, public statement, to be a child of God.
Hey, my name is Adrian, and a few years ago, it was my first year at Ebenezer's Boys Camp. At a campfire meeting one night, there was a really powerful message by
one of the people who were talking there. I really felt the Holy Spirit coming over me, and I felt Him come, God come into me, and I opened my heart and let Him in. One thing that through that helped, that God helped me overcome, is before that I had struggled with anger a lot, and through the help of God I was able to overcome that.
My name is Carson, and so about 9 years ago I felt Jesus calling me to be a child of God, and and I asked my dad to pray with me, and I want to publicly say that I am a child of God. And one of my favorite verses are John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life."
My name is Mariah. 4 years ago, I accepted Jesus into my heart. Accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior was one of the best decisions I've made. The road ahead won't always be easy, but I know Jesus will help me through it. And I'm excited to see where that road takes me in the future. And I have a desire to be baptized. One of the verses that helped me through life is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Right. Well, I'm Israel, and several years ago, I gave my heart to Jesus. Since then, it's still been really difficult for me to take time and read my Bible every single day. Some days, I would tell myself I should just go read the Bible, and I would just say, "I'll just do it later." Then, it never got done. Other days, I would read it just so I could tell myself I read it for the day, but I read it so quickly and didn't really think about what I was reading, so I didn't learn anything from it. This past year at Sold Out, I rededicated my life to Jesus. Now, I'm definitely working on reading every day and studying what I read so I can be closer with Jesus and live a life that he would want me to. And today, I just want to make a public commitment that I'm a follower of Jesus and I want his light to shine through me. Some verses that can help us are Matthew 11:28-30. "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.'"
My name is Preston. I got saved at age 8. At the time I got saved, I did not fully understand what being a Christian meant. 5 years later, at Ebenezer Boys Camp, I experienced the Holy Spirit for the first time. Afterwards, I started deepening my relationship with Christ. I've not been perfect since then, but Jesus means more to me than he ever has. As I've had many struggles, but with the help of my parents and through reading the Bible, I've been able to work through them. And I continue to strive to be more like Jesus every day. It is because of these changes in my life that I wanted to get baptized and make a public statement of my faith.
My name is Dietrich, and I will be sharing my testimony tonight, I guess. I accepted Jesus to my heart when I turned 8 years old. Then when my brother and cousin got baptized, I told myself I would be in the next class. Then in 2024, Ebenezer Boys Camp, I was talking to one of my friends at campfire one of the nights, and we talked about getting baptized soon. And here we are tonight. My favorite verse is Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths."
For sharing with us this evening. I got a few questions I'd like to ask you before we baptize. And I'm going to ask you just, you can just stay sitting where you're at. And we'll just start at the front again. We don't need the mic for this. Just say yes loud enough if that's where you're at. So the question I have is, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, born of a virgin, that he shed his blood for the remission of your sins and was buried, that he resurrected, returned to heaven, giving you the gift of his Spirit, and that he's returning to take you home with him? Thank you. Another question. Have you repented of your past sins and by faith received Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life? So I want to explain a little bit tonight how we're going to do this. I'm going to get up and get into the pool, and then we're going to ask them one at a time. Their name's going to show up on the background here to come up, and we've asked their parents to come up here to be with them. The dad's going to assist on one side here, and the mom is going to stand up on the podium here with a towel. And we're going to have them, as they're baptized, just to sit over here on these chairs. And we'll keep moving along because they are going to be cold sitting on these chairs over here. And if the fans are running at like, thank you, they're not running. And then we're going to dismiss them to to go get changed into dry clothes, and then they're going to come back in and we'll continue with the process here this evening. So my prayer tonight is, I guess, that as they make this public statement, you're out here in the congregation tonight praying for them. As they're in the pool, I've heard a couple of times here they're not perfect. None of us are. But they're starting a journey. They need our help. They need your prayers here this evening as a start. But they do need our help. Okay, I believe we're starting with Alina this evening. Do you want to use the block to come in? Okay. Sit down facing that direction. Lean upon the confession of faith that you have made before God and these witnesses. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. I believe it's Leroy next. By the way, these first three are brother and two sisters. Leroy, on the confession you have made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. Miriam. Miriam, upon the confession you have made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. Addison. Yeah, just sit on the block.
Okay, Addison, on the confession of faith that you've made for God and all these witnesses, we baptize you tonight in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like Christ is raised. Even as Christ was raised from the dead, the glory of God, you walk in newness of life.
Bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Dietrich. Do you want to use a block? You want to do without? Okay. Dietrich, upon the confession you have made before Christ and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you shall walk in newness of life. God bless you. Preston. Would you like the block or not the block? Okay. Preston, upon the confession you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. Thank you, Ellen, for putting forth the effort to be up here. Josh, upon the confession you have made before Christ and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. Laura. Laura, upon the confession of your faith before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. Carson. Face that way. Yep. Carson, upon the confession of faith you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you shall walk in newness of life. God bless you. Mariah. Yes. Mariah. Sometimes you get stuck with words. Upon the confession of faith that you've made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you shall walk in newness of life. God bless you. Adrian. Slide a little closer to your dad. Adrian, upon the confession of faith you made before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, even so you shall walk in newness of life. God bless you. Israel. Yeah. Israel, upon the confession of your faith before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like as Christ was raised from the dead, even so, by the glory of God the Father, even so you should walk in newness of life. God bless you. Songs. I'm going to ask for Jay to come back up here, give us a few minutes to get changed, and then we'll be back.
Hallelujah. Why don't you stand with me and we'll sing out of the Songs of Faith and Praise, number 2. Song number 2. Praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Number 538. Mm-hmm.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on Thee, my Savior and my God. Well may His glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy bond that seals my vows to Him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill my mouth while to that sacred shrine I move. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live.
actions done. I am my Lord's and He is mine. He drew me and I followed on, charmed to confess the voice divine. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Number 524.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. But I know whom I have believed, and
may be seated.
We do have one more question we'd like to ask each one of them that was baptized this evening. Our desire is that they connect with the body of Christ. And the reason for that is because there are some very strong principles in Scripture that talk about that. So we're going to ask each one of them a question. And again, we're going to have them answer just one at a time without the mic. But this question has to do with membership here at Calvary Chapel. We would like for them to be a part of our congregation here as members for the sake of counsel. That means we receive and we give counsel. So the question that I'm going to ask them tonight, and let me just read a little bit what I've got here. Today you have made a public statement of your new birth and your commitment to living for Jesus Christ in your everyday life by being baptized. You have also expressed your desire to become a member of the local body here at Calvary Chapel. Here's a question. Do you promise by the grace of God to give yourself to the accountability of this congregation and commit to active participation in the life, fellowship, and ministries here at Calvary Chapel? And will you dedicate the gifts which God has given you to the faithful service of Christ and His church? And if that's you, you can answer yes. So I'm reminded of the scripture where it talks that there were 3,000 souls added to the church. This is not 3,000, but this is 12. And the fact is, God tonight looks down on this. And I believe there's rejoicing going on in heaven this evening because of our service. I want to thank you all for being here and for sharing in this time this evening. I was supposed to ask a question to the congregation here. Thank you for my wife here. To the congregation, those that are members here, you've heard the confessions and the promises of these applicants. Are you willing to receive them into the fellowship of this congregation? Do you promise by the grace of God to receive them in love, to encourage them in the Christian life, to give and receive faithful counsel, and be true to them in prayer? And if that's you this evening, I'd like for you to stand and show that by standing. God bless you. You can sit down. I'm going to turn the time over to Paul.
I consider myself kind of a stoic, but tonight, actually, I was kind of emotional. We have done our part tonight to rob the devil of people, and let's send him straight to heaven anytime that he's willing. Thing that I want to take care of before we close with prayer, one announcement. For you people that are staying for, you're welcome to stay. I know some of you have families, you have your own celebration of the baptism tonight. But for you that don't, you're very, very welcome to be back in the fellowship hall afterwards. Shall we stand? I'm going to have a prayer of dedication. And thank you for the food. Thank God for the food. But I'm going to just have a prayer of dedication for these young people and praying God into their life. Shall we pray? Thank you, God, so much for salvation. Thank you that you have sent your Son to die on a cross so we have the choice to be your child, and your blood can wash us from our sins. God, I want to thank you for each one of these young people here this evening. God, they have made a choice for you. And God, now that they have made this choice, and I know you each, there's many of them talked about the Holy Spirit being in and around them. But God, I just pray that you would come into their life and release the talents or the giftings that you have given to each one, because we are not here just to be here, but God, you want to use us to bring more people into your kingdom. God, thank you so much for the food this evening. God, be use the strength that we derive from it for your glory. We pray also, God, for each one traveling home tonight, give them safety. And God, give us a great week because, God, we need you to even breathe. Just thank you so much for you and your spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. You're dismissed.